First, I'd like to speak to Rusty Schweikart. Rusty is best known as the lunar module pilot on the Apollo 9 missions in 1963, the first manned flight test for the lunar module, on which he performed the first in-space test of the portable life support system used by the Apollo astronauts who walked on the moon. First, your reaction, please.
Well, obviously a sad day that Neil decided to check out, but you know, we're all headed that way, so it's simply a matter of time. Of course, it's nice to remember such a wonderful person and to honor him. And of course, Neil was a great commander for that mission, a very bright, but also a very quiet and modest person. And that's not always the case with people who become heroes, as you well know.
You yourself, Rusty, you were an astronaut. It's every boy's dream. It was my dream. So I ask this with a little bit of jealousy. Give me an insight, Rusty, into what it's like to wear that suit and to be able to say, I've been to space.
Well, more than anything else, it feels a great privilege to have been lucky enough to be a part of history. It's certainly not something that you can earn or deserve. You find yourself in the right place at the right time, and you do your best. And looking back, you're simply thankful that you happened to be there at the time that these things happened and were able to be part of it. So it's a great privilege. Of course, the experience is unforgettable, and once an astronaut, always an astronaut. You're never again just an ordinary person.
This is a question that I know I'm going to ask plenty of times this evening. Where were you when Neil landed on the moon?
Well, in fact, I was in Buzz Aldrin's house at the time. We had a tradition, in a sense, that the astronauts would, the most dangerous or the most highlighting points of a mission, would spend time with the families of the people who were flying.
You actually tested some of the kit, didn't you, to make this happen? So you could argue that your role was quite important in the moon landings.
Oh, there's no question. Every mission led to the ones that followed it, and the moon landing could not have been done without all of the missions that flew prior to it. And of course, I had the privilege of flying the first lunar module in space. We did not go to the moon. We flew the first lunar module in orbit around the Earth for 10 days.
How was Neil leading up to that landing? Because everybody must have known that this was huge, that millions would be tuning in across the world, and the moment they touched down, then they would be international celebrities.
Well, we certainly had a pattern of that in the sense that John Glenn had flown before, and all of us were very close. And, as an astronaut, you were very well aware that the astronauts who had flown were heroes. You could not really reasonably eat in a public restaurant or be anywhere in the public without the general public seeking autographs and wanting to just say hello. And so it was very difficult. There was no question that the first person to land on the moon would be, a national, in fact, a world hero. And of course, it was a wonderful thing in most of our opinions that Neil was that person, because Neil was such an inherently pleasant person, very bright and very modest, soft-spoken, thoughtful, and with a wonderful sense of humor. I mean, he had, the thing which was not appreciated that much about Neil was his very wry and self-deprecating sense of humor. It was just delightful.